Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Debate night tonight. Let's bring in Blois Olson as we talk politics here on the Morning Take for this Tuesday. Blois, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, a couple of things. First of all, the clash between Senator Warren and Sanders that began over the weekend really ramped up yesterday, Blois, ahead of this debate tonight. She said yesterday that Sanders told her when they met privately in 2018 that he didn't think a woman could win the presidency. What do you make of all of this?
Wow. I think the private conversation stuff is uncharted territory, but they had a previous kind of non-aggression accord that they were not going to go after each other. But I think it shows Sanders is feeling pressure and momentum. My sense is that he and the facts are that, you know, his supporters and his campaign started to be tougher on Elizabeth Warren. Sanders really does need a win in Iowa to kind of have that momentum that to carry him to New Hampshire, because once we get to Super Tuesday, he is expected to have some more challenges. And then when you start to look at Tom Steyer and Michael Bloomberg and what they're spending, and Steyer's going to be on the debate stage tonight, they've spent the numbers I heard yesterday were 97% of all TV ads in Nevada and 93% of all TV ads in South Carolina are from either Tom Steyer or Michael Bloomberg.
Wow.
And so, so you can't really watch TV in either one of those states. And those, the numbers in those states are starting to show it. So that's why it's really important for Sanders and Warren to win a few of these first few states, because they know that it could get more and more challenging as we go forward. Not to mention, there's Joe Biden is thought to be the favorite in many of those other Super Tuesday states. And this is all a battle for the delegates.
Is Sanders leading Iowa right now?
He is. He's leading Iowa. He won there 4 years ago. And then, as you remember, Hillary Clinton kind of came back in New Hampshire and then used superdelegates to get the nomination. So Sanders does have a lot of momentum. But I think you look at that rift with Warren and you see that even on their side of the Democratic Party, not all is well. But if this allegation that he said a woman can't win gets any traction, I think, you know, he's going to have some trouble.
Yeah, that's not a good one. Do you think that this will continue, this feud on the debate stage tonight?
I do. I think it will continue, and it may help Amy Klobuchar as she looks for any opening, any chance to differentiate herself. If those two are arguing, similar to Elizabeth Warren going after Pete Buttigieg last time, that's an opportunity for Klobuchar to kind of carve out her own niche.
What do you expect with only six candidates this time, Blois?
I expect Biden and Sanders to kind of play it safe, and I expect Warren to try to rile Sanders. I expect Buttigieg and Klobuchar to kind of try to gain some momentum going in, and I think Tom Steyer is going to try to introduce himself in a different way, because not a lot of people have taking notice of him, especially in Iowa and some of these other early states.
Outside of that tonight, what are you watching here in the state of Minnesota?
You know, the Republicans rolled out their agenda for 2020 yesterday, the Senate Republicans. And you and I have talked a little bit about whether or not this would become a political issue, and that's crime in the core cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul. And Senate Republicans plan to make it an issue. All 67 senators are on the ballot this year. They believe that some of that that issue will gain some traction in the suburbs, and maybe where they need to hold some seats and maybe win some seats to increase or keep their majority in the Senate. And I think that's a new issue, and they'll start to roll that out across the state. They're in Rochester today. They'll be in some other cities. And then they've just kind of started to, you know, Walz will finish his rollout of the bonding bill tomorrow. So you'll start to kind of see the session take shape here. And we're just looking to see what local legislators say across the state, because leadership and the governor say all these things, but it's up to the actual legislators who roll up their sleeves to get the work done.
What are we hearing from Colin Peterson in that district? Anything new?
No, not a lot new, but yesterday, Peterson doesn't send out a lot of news releases, but yesterday he sent one out about a new bill he has that allows hemp-derived CBD to be used in dietary supplements. This has been a controversial area with the FDA and kind of non-regulated products. Anywhere you go, I mean, we have radio ads about CBD oil, but he's saying if it's hemp-derived, which is a legal crop, that gives Minnesota farmers a chance to compete in that CBD oil market. And so he sent out a press release on that yesterday. And we'll have a podcast, Beers with Blois, later today, coming out with Michelle Fischbach. And that is still a top five race. It will be a top five race, and we'll watch it closely.
What's going on at the St. Peter, Minnesota City Council?
A lot of new faces, four of them, in a council that only has seven people. And so when you have that many new people on a council, we'll kind of watch to see what was up in St. Peter that allowed four new people to get elected to their council. And Mayor Chuck Zeman had a close race to retain his spot. So, you know, we like to look at some of these smaller towns and see what's happening there, see what issues pop up now that they have a new council.
What's up with PolyMet?
Yesterday, the Court of Appeals rejected the permits, sent it back to the DNR, so the DNR had to hold a hearing before it issued the permits. The DNR had not done that. One of the interesting dynamics here is one of the people who's kind of become against mining was the DNR commissioner, Tom Landwehr, under Governor Dayton. So I think there's going to be some questions about, like, how he's now been against the process that the state used, even though he led the process as DNR commissioner. The PolyMet issue splits along party lines for the most part. Many Republicans and Iron Range DFLers upset that it was rejected. Meanwhile, more progressive and environmental groups happy that it was rejected. And there's going to be ongoing litigation on all these mining projects until they get done.
All right, Blois, did you stay up late and watch that college national championship, or did you go to sleep after The Bachelor was over?
I did not watch The Bachelor last night. Last week was a little too much for me to handle on The Bachelor. I watched a little of the college football championship, and then I switched over to hockey, Dave.
You know what I saw last night, finally?
What?
The Joker.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, it's definitely interesting in the acting, and it was the lead actor was just... He was pretty spectacular, I got to say.
Joaquin Phoenix, right?
Oh, man, he was, yeah. I know he's a little bit different, but he was really good, so.
Yeah, no, I had heard that. So I have some binging to do this weekend, so maybe I'll catch it.
It is 626. Thanks, Blois. How do I get your email, by the way?
WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and you can subscribe right there.
All right, thanks, Blois.